Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. It is KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM, your talk radio station. It's Thursday morning, and this is Trish Clark. Carl and Linda are on assignment for the next 2 days, so it's going to be my pleasure to try and entertain you and keep you informed as we go through the rest of this weekend and into the Labor Day weekend. It's 65 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking at a little bit of a hot weekend coming up. It's going to be 108 today, mostly clear, 72 this evening. On Friday, a high of 106. Friday night, a low of 70. And on Saturday, a high of 106 and a low of 72. Sunday, 107. Sunday night, 77. And Labor Day, 110 degrees. They're talking about a really severe weather warning for the weekend, severe heat, and everybody should, you know, be very careful. They're talking about rolling blackouts in the state if people don't conserve on their energy. So we'll wait and see. But remember to keep everybody locked down. Don't be giving them, if the concrete is too hot for your feet, it's too hot for your dogs, don't leave your animals or anybody in a car. Just be very, very careful and please stay hydrated. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. So I'm joined in the studio this morning with one of my favorite people, Steve Lowe, the fire chief from the Anderson Fire Protection District.
Good morning, Steve. Trish. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me. You know, this is, of course, the time of year that we're all keeping a really close eye on the sky and looking for smoke in any direction. And so far we've managed to sort of dodge the major bullet right here in Shasta County. Had a few starts, but we've been able beyond the first fire we had, the Peter fire. That kind of got away from us for a little while, but beyond that, we've been fairly lucky. How are the calls in the South County, though?
Yeah, it's been a good fire season for us so far. We've been able to keep the fires relatively small, with the exception of the Peter fire. That one kind of got us with the wind and the humidity that day. We are coming into some critical fire weather this weekend and next week. They're talking a substantial heat wave for multiple days, low humidities, and some wind on Friday as well. So we're getting to that time of the year where our fuels are very, very critically dry, especially with the drought. This is typically our normal fire season, which most people aren't used to. We're used to extending from May till September, October, and into November. So we're getting to that critical time period now. So just everybody needs to be alert and pay attention to what they're doing. Fire activity has steadily increased in the last couple of weeks in the South County. We have been having several fires a day. There was a couple yesterday, one in Shingletown, one by the Wind River Casino that was started from some burn piles that were being burned.
So why are people doing?
I don't understand people. And we do all the social media messaging and we do all the press releases that we do, but people still, you know, make mistakes. So we're just really trying to get people to understand that they can't do that right now.
And of course, you know, with this year specifically in areas in Shasta County that are generally not such a problem, like the area, the whole irrigation district with ACID, that's, besides being tremendously depressing just to drive around the beautiful green South County and see everything so dry, is...
Yeah, just driving around, if anybody drives around the Churn Creek Bottom or Balls Ferry Road or anywhere that's normally irrigated, it's pretty bleak out there this year with the lack of ACID water. It has made the hair on our neck stand up, and we're on high alert for it. So we're trying to figure out how we're going to manage that. We've worked with our cooperators in the county, with Cal Fire, Shasta County Fire, to come up with some ways of maybe modifying some response plans as we get into the critical fire season here, about bringing equipment in that we normally don't need in the local response area or that's not part of the agreements to make sure that we protect the citizens the best we can.
Well, because we've got so many fields that normally are nice and green and they're harvesting hay and they're growing crops and got cattle in them and all kinds of things. That's simply not happening in South County.
Yeah, and one of the things that keeps getting brought up, as you know, being the director for the board of directors for the fire district, a lot of complaints come in for the irrigated pastures this year for our exterior hazard abatement ordinance, and there's not much we can do with it because it's ag land that's usually grazed and hayed or has cattle on it or goats or sheep, and so, you know, the people are doing the best they can with what they have, and so that ordinance doesn't allow us to go in there and just go after them for that. So there's been a little bit of heartburn from the community with that, but we are doing what we can to enforce our ordinance. We have very good compliance right now. We have a few problem properties that we're dealing with, but we're working with staff to get that remedied.
The other issue that we have on a constant thing with the Anderson Fire Protection District is our jurisdiction lines are confusing for a lot of people. We are different than the city of Reading has a fire department that is part of the city of Reading, and their fire lines are identical. So their city limits are the Reading Fire Department as well. That's not true with the city of Anderson. Our jurisdiction is larger than the footprint for the city, takes in some areas, but then abruptly stops in other areas. So we constantly have those people who are complaining that we're hard on them, but we're not hard on the people that live across the street from them. And it's hard to make them understand that that's not in our jurisdiction.
Yeah, it's a common thing. We get it all the time just because the 96007 zip code goes all the way through Happy Valley and some portions of that area. So we get a lot of phone calls every day regarding that, and we have to explain to them that it's not our jurisdiction. And it's pretty tough for people to understand, but we're trying to get that out there. And
well, and we've talked in the past, and probably need something, the fire districts again. Our abatement ordinance is really strict and enforceable, and we've adopted ordinances that help us do that. That's not true of the county fire department and other jurisdictions that butt up against this. And it, perhaps it's time that they take a look at maybe a little stricter enforcement in those areas.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We partner with the city of Anderson Code Enforcement, so our ordinance kind of falls short because of our restrictions. Code enforcement in the city is able to help pick up some of that, and then we partner together on nuisance or abatement issues and able to move things relatively fast and get a lot of good compliance where others areas aren't able to do that. And so hopefully they'll be able to jump on board and move forward with that soon.
Another issue that we face from time to time, you'll see a property that isn't, we're not really doing something about, then kind of abandoned, and we don't seem to move quickly on it. Once, a lot of those times that the owner of the property has passed away, we aren't able to identify who in fact is responsible, the responsible party. But I will say that the county is good about working with us when they can identify the owner and put it into conservatorship or whatever and help us get through that.
Yeah, most recently we had a property in Anderson that was sold. The parcel line, it was split into two different lots, and nobody had any information on who the new owner was on one of the properties. It wasn't recorded in the system that we use, and so we actually contacted the county assessor's office, and they were able to find whoever the new owner was, and we were able to send them a letter. So they've already been contacted by our fire inspector, and they've contacted us back and said that they're working on getting a contractor out there in the next few weeks to mow. And then the other part we run into is we're now getting so late into fire season that it's hot, dry, and windy almost every day, so it becomes an issue for them mowing because we obviously don't want them to start a fire. So we're coming into that point now where it's almost too late to enforce it and have people out there doing, you know, trying to do the right thing but cause a fire. So we're working with them. We're telling them right now this weekend and probably next week's probably not a good time to be mowing, if, you know, unless they're out super early in the morning or if they can just wait another week. We're not going to go out there and go after them.
Well, and people just, they don't understand that it really is. I mean, just a spark will get away from you really quickly, specifically now with everything so dry.
Yes.
I mean, there just isn't any place that, for me, I mean, I've lived there since 1977, and I've always considered that, I mean, that's the greenest part of the county all summer. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, if you get a chance to drive around South County, Churn Creek Bottom and all that.
And on Balls Ferry and out on that whole area out in there is just, wow. And all the walnut orchards and strawberry fields. And this time of year, we've always got those wonderful strawberries at all the stands around, and that's not happening this year. People are complaining about the crops as well. You know, their product is not doing, it's just not as much out there.
Yeah, it's a rough year for the farmers
and
our our agricultural here.
And as bad as it is this year, it's probably going to be a little bit worse next year because...
Just pray for rain.
We better pray for rain. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community-orientated, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing the highest level of personal service. They have 3 branches in Shasta County and 1 in Tehama County, Riverside Way in Red Bluff, California Street in the heart of downtown, East Cypress, Hartnell, and then they have the newest one in Anderson. So join us at Cornerstone Community Bank. They invite you to experience how we're moving forward with local dreams forward. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you have questions that you'd like to bring up and ask of the Anderson Fire Chief, Steve Lowe, anything in the South County, or any other topics that kind of fit into our open discussion here, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show has been being brought to you by Alaska Airlines. You can fly daily nonstop stop from Reading to Seattle with Alaska Airlines, and with one stop, get anywhere in the world. Enjoy a cool weekend in the Pacific Northwest or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com. Reading, you know, that's kind of an exciting future to look at with the airport expanding like it has out there. They have all kinds of big plans. I hope they come to fruition, that we actually are going to be able to get out of here. And the rates are coming down. They're not as expensive as they were to fly out of Reading. So it's becoming a reality. And I guess they have all kinds of plans to expand that airport as well. So that's good news for us. Much, much better to travel that way. The other thing that we constantly look at down in with the fire is the ability to cover and work together with all of the other departments. And I think that people sometimes really don't understand exactly how that process works with the dispatch. We have Shascom, but that isn't part of the fire district.
Yeah, Shascom dispatches for Reading Fire, Reading Police Department, the ambulances, Shasta County Sheriff, and Anderson Police Department. We are under the county guys, so we fall under Cal Fire's dispatch, the Cal Fire Command Center, as do all the other fire districts and stations here in the county. So Reading Fire is the only one that's not part of that, but people need to know that we have all these backside agreements that behind the scenes that people don't see. There's everything's in writing, and so there's no hitch in the giddy up, if you will. If there's a fire in South County, pretty much every station that's in South County goes, including Anderson. We have our agreements. We go almost all the way to Happy Valley for every type of fire and sometimes traffic collisions. And they call it dynamic CAD, so it pulls the closest resource. So there may be a time where the airport Cal Fire Station is uncovered because they're out on medicals or going to other incidents, and another call comes in really quickly. Excuse me. We may actually take a call up by the airport forum or even further out into the Happy Valley or South County area. So we have a really good system that we work with down there, and it works pretty flawlessly for the most part, but it's taken a long time to get there working through agreements and fixing. You know, it's a computer system, so it can only do so much, and you have to go in and fix it. But our partners that we work with doing that, it's been phenomenal.
So when the average person out there, when you pick up the phone and you call 911, it's going to automatically get where you need it to be in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can even text 911 now, so technology is there. But in South County, we have probably one of the most dynamic agreements in Shasta County, because we have agreements that include Cottonwood, Cal Fire, Shasta County Fire, us, all in a consortium down there. So it's pretty neat to see. And, you know, for the taxpayers, we don't want them to know. They shouldn't know which patch is coming to their house. That they should just know they're getting highly trained people coming and helping them in their time of need. And that's our goal.
Yeah, and the process includes the ambulances and whatever is needed to meet the needs of a circumstance when you pick up that phone.
And one of the things that got brought up that I know some people called and complained about during the Peter Fire was they felt that the response wasn't quick enough or there wasn't enough initially. And I have to tell them that on that day there was a minimum of 10 fire engines and four water tenders and aircraft initially dispatched from the time the first report came in. And then Anderson's engine was the first one that arrived at scene because we're right down the road. And our agreement, we went outside our jurisdiction to go help. And the first engine company realized the amount of fire they had and the acreage and what was burning and what its potential was, and actually requested several more engines right away. And then the Cal Fire Battalion chief that was coming in also basically doubled that order. So there was quite a bit of equipment. We pretty much dumped the whole county within the first half an hour of that incident. So it works well, our system. So people just need to
know and that fire just spotted so quickly and just went. It's unfortunately in an area that's burned before, and just never quite, everything's still there that was burned before a lot.
Yeah, and I spoke to a previous fire chief who'd been the fire chief in Anderson and worked his entire career in Anderson, Don Matheson, and he told me that it's not uncommon to have a fire in that area. All the years that he worked there, we haven't had one in several years, and you know, unfortunately, it happened this year. So the biggest thing I can stress to people is vegetation management and have your defensible space, and give us the opportunity to be able to come in and do good work at your place. You help us help you, basically. If you don't give yourself the opportunity and the buffer, then we don't have the opportunity to come in and help you.
Well, exactly. And the fire department can only do so much. You know, we have, right now the biggest bulk of the conversation down there about fire is certainly with the ACID and happy to talk about that if anybody's interested. I know, but there's a lot of conversation, and I think the solution is rain. That's the solution. I know that everyone's working really hard to try to come up with a way to avoid this, a repeat of this. I mean, it's the first time it's happened in 108 years, and we don't want to go for a twofer.
No, absolutely not. And one other thing that, you know, with the vegetation management, people were upset because, you know, the canals overgrown and all that. Well, people have to understand, too, that they're also a government agency, and so there's a lot of steps they have to go through to award contracts and bidding and all this. It's not a private homeowner where they can call and get the best price and just pick whoever they want to do the work and go to work. They have to be licensed, bonded. They have to have, you know, they're part of the Department of Industrial Regulations. They have to have all these special permits and everything, and be able to work for prevailing wage and the whole bit. So there's a whole process that government agencies have to go to award some of that stuff too. So it makes it tough to get some of that work done, but ACID has been awesome this year. Since even before fire season, we've been in talks with them about getting the vegetation cleared along the canal in our jurisdiction, and they've been working really hard at that, and I want to give them a huge shout out for that. They've been working at it for several months, and within the last couple of months now, they've had actually have crews working from South Street all the way. They're going to move all the way north to the end of our jurisdiction with cleaning up the irrigation ditch and giving people a buffer around their home. So.
Yeah, and a lot of the property that ACID runs through is private property as well. So there's some issues there with access to get to the canal and working with the homeowners. And a lot of homeowners within the area just don't like the growth on their property. So some of them actually maintain the sections that go through their property. And that's, you know, I guess that's certainly something I would do. I've never been able to understand why a person has this really nice looking yard, and yet that little stretch that actually belongs to the city or county between the road and there, and they won't mow that. And you look at it, you go, now it's 2 feet wide, and it's across the front of your property. Why do you want those weeds in front of your house? Well, it's not mine. The county needs to take care of it, or the city needs to take care of it. I've never been able to understand that mindset. I just kind of go, God, just mow it.
Yeah, we've had some meetings with the city. You know, we can't just go in and mow a piece of property just on good faith, because then we own it and it becomes an issue liability wise, and that we've cut somebody else's property and all that. So the city's working on.
We actually had an incident of that a few years back.
That was kind of
interesting.
And so the city's actually looking at hiring a survey contractor to come in and survey to figure out where the actual property line for the city and the right of way is up on like Beacon Drive and all that, so they can actually get in there and do the brush removal on their right of way and their property, because just because you have a right of way doesn't mean you have the legal right to go in there and remove anything. So there's a whole process to go through. So we appreciate everybody's patience, but we appreciate everybody that's taken the time to actually do the vegetation management to their property.
The other thing that's going on throughout Shasta County right now is PG&E is very involved in clearing out around property lines and trees, and there's been a lot of that go on within the last 6 months.
Yeah, this year is really, really ramped up with PG&E. They have several contract crews that are throughout the entire county clearing power lines, trees from power lines. They have a lot of work to do, but it's good to see them out there doing it. Because, as you know, every year we get several fires that start from tree branches or trees falling into the power lines. It's the world we live in. But, yeah, there's a lot of crews out there doing work.
And it's, what I hear is they're good crews. The property owners, by and large, have worked really closely with the people that are on their property, and they've done a good job of coming in, finishing the work, cleaning up, and cooperating with the property owners. I've heard very few complaints for the amount of work that's been actually going on.
Yeah, that's what I've seen too. And people need to understand too, on our side as the enforcing agency for the ordinance for the exterior hazard abatement or the vegetation management, our goal is not to come out there and write a citation or take your property away from you. We're just trying to make it safe for you and everybody else. And then, like I said earlier, giving us a fighting chance if there is a fire in your neighborhood for us to be able to come in and protect your home.
Well, and that exactly, that's the goal, and that's why everybody's there, but they, you know, we're not trying to do anything other than just keep it clear. And you need to do that yourself, just because that's the only chance you have if you have that barrier around your house to save in an upcoming fire. This part of the show has been brought to us by Four Winds Jewelers, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Linda and I's favorite place to shop. They've always got some pretty thing that you can treat yourself with or treat someone you love. They're full-service watch repair, all kinds of repair for your jewelry, and a beautiful selection of estate jewelry. They'll make a ring for you. They'll repair your things, maybe redo some jewels or gold that you have into something else. So stop by and see them, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Poker is coming back to Wind River Resort and Casino. We are excited to reopen our poker room and bring you the thrill of live hosted poker tables Thursday through Sunday from 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. The chips are stacking up and we're going all in with the grand reopening Thursday, September 1st at 6 p.m. We are raising the limit with Texas Hold'em games. Join us for splash pots and giveaways from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Well, and welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM. 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to give us a call, have any questions about any of the things we're discussing, give us a call at 605-4567. Of course, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Liam's in there, and if anything comes up interesting, he can let me know if he's got questions in there, but you can give us a call as well. The other thing that I know that we have issues with all over Shasta County, and certainly are not immune to it in the South County, are some fires that get started by the homeless population. And so, Steve, how do we handle those, and what happens as a result?
Yeah, like you said, we're not immune to it. We get our fair share of transient caused fires every year from homeless encampments. If we're able to identify who the person responsible is for it, we arrest them or cite them or charge them depending on what the circumstances are. Just a few months back, we had a 10-acre fire in Anderson on the east side of the freeway south of Anderson Creek. And through working with APD doing our investigation, we determined that there was two homeless individuals that were staying at this particular camp, and they had gotten into an argument and both had lit each other's stuff on fire in anger, and it started the fire. And so they were both arrested and charged with crimes of arson, and they were prosecuted for it. So if we're able to identify them, and based on the circumstances, it may just be because they had a campfire and they were cooking and it got away from them. We, you know, issue a citation based on the penal code sections that apply to that particular circumstance. But we investigate every fire that we go to in Anderson, and if we determine there's criminal activity, then we go down that road of forwarding reports or issuing citations to the district attorney's office to hold people accountable. So we're very fortunate down in Anderson that we have a great relationship with our police department, and then through the arson task force and our investigators, we're able to make arrests for crimes of arson and fire-related crimes.
Well, and we've been very aggressive with all of that since he's now the sheriff, but when Mike Johnson came in, I think you guys started really working together when he was the police chief down there about ways that we can ensure I think we have a phone call. Anyway, we have a good working relationship, which allows the police department and the fire department to work closely together with the city to make sure that we can try to handle that transient population. We have a phone call, and I think it's Liam.
Actually, we don't. I just had a question.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
So I think we all understand that we're in a drought and that there's not really an end in sight. Is there a long-term solution other than, like, land management to mitigate fire risk?
There's really not. I mean, we just got to be able to take the fuel away. We're always going to have fires, whether it's natural from lightning. It can happen from anything. We had a fire in Anderson from a drunk driver that hit a telephone pole, and it caused the equipment to fail on the pole, and it started a fire. Luckily, it was small. So we're always going to have fires. There's 100 ways that fires can start. Or we just need to be able to remove the fuels to give us a fighting chance to get in there early and keep them small.
Fair enough.
You know, one of the and specifically this time of year, you have so many recreational vehicles, boats going up the freeway towards Shasta Lake, towards Whiskeytown, and what have you. And I think we rarely get through a fire season that we don't have at least one or two fires started along the freeway with a dragging chain, something dragging off of the back of an RV that will spark. And
just recently we had a big rig coming southbound on I-5, and it blew a wheel bearing out and started multiple fires between Knighton and Riverside. We've had another vehicle that had a wheel bearing failed on a trailer, and it started a couple of fires on Cottonwood Hill. So, yeah, there's a bunch of ways that fires can start, and so trying to keep those that are doing it intentionally out of the public, but just education of people that, you know, when you're taking your boat out, make sure that you've taken care of your wheel bearings and that your trailer's in good order, your tires are good to go, you're not dragging chains, that type of thing. So,
and a good walk around on all your equipment, especially RVers. We have to be. My husband was a pilot, so I always had the check. You know, you do the whole check before you get into an airplane and do your flight check every time. With my RV for all the years that I drove it, I had my whole checklist that you walk around, you check everything, check all the chains, the tires, nothing sticking out, all the cabinets are locked, all the things that can be a hazard when you get on the road.
Yeah, a lot of little maintenance goes a long way. A lot of people that we hear all the time when they start a fire from mechanical failure is they don't do any routine maintenance on their vehicles. And, you know, catalytic converters, we get those fires all the time on the freeway and on straightaways. And, you know, we'll do our origin and cause investigation and pinpoint where the fire started, and we'll find chunks of catalytic converter. And you finally find a vehicle, you know, months later after they started several fires, and you talk to them, oh, it's been running rough for a few months, and I, you know, hit the gas really hard, and it, you know, sputtered, and then it's been running okay now. And it's probably because it discharged those particles. But yeah, it just a little bit of maintenance goes a long way.
Well, and I think, yeah, I think your truck drivers are probably more cognizant about that. But just everyday people, we need to be, because those kind of things are what happen. Another question I get all the time is, why do we spend so much time cleaning up the sides of the roads and making sure that grass isn't, well, where's it going to go? They say it's surrounded by concrete. One of the reasons, I think, in my mind, is that if you pull over to the side with a catalytic converter, or you happen to have to pull off the freeway for any reason, a lot of times fires are started that way, with the dry grass.
Yeah, just the hot exhaust, somebody parking a vehicle in the dry grass. One of the other reasons that we kind of partner with Caltrans and push them so hard to keep the grass mowed along the freeways, and as you saw on Cottonwood Hill on the southbound side, we partnered with Cal Fire, Shasta County Fire, and did a control burn in the middle of the night to burn off 25 feet off the right-of-way there. And that's mainly for us. There's been several fires over the years. I think they said there had been 80 fires in 10 years on Cottonwood Hill. Mind you, that's probably four fires per event where catalytic converter or chain started multiple fires. But it's very unsafe for us to be on the freeway. Several people are hit every year, whether tow truck, Caltrans, CHP, firefighters, paramedics, people are hit on the freeway. It's very dangerous to be on the freeway. People are driving 70, 80 miles an hour. They see our red lights, and they get tunnel vision, and they're not paying attention, and they run into the back of the fire engines or one of the vehicles. Mm-hmm. So very unsafe for us to be on the freeway. So one of the reasons we push Caltrans to keep it mowed down is to hopefully reduce our amount of time we're out on the freeway. And then we did the control burn this year to try to see how it was going to work out and if we could make it a manageable thing every year to keep us off the freeway, to keep it safe for everybody. And they're nuisance fires.
Well, exactly. And they can jump, specifically when it's this dry and windy. You can get one started, and it can go up the side of a hill and into a subdivision in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's just a matter of trying to foresee everything we can.
One of the things I wanted to bring up as well is, I know there was the question about the transient enforcement type stuff and holding them accountable. We hold everybody accountable. We also have a juvenile fire setter program in the county that all the departments, we have some law enforcement agencies and district attorney's office and everybody else that partner with us, and some private entities. But we also hold juveniles accountable as well. Most of the time, the juveniles, it's just a curiosity thing for them. They just kind of get curious about fire. They see it on TV. They see people using it to start their barbecue or they're cooking with it. And so they get curious, and they may light some paper on fire. But, sometimes it does start bigger fires. So we have a program that we put them in. It breaks them up into age groups. Age-appropriate material is given to them in a two-night course through the program. And they are held accountable through juvenile probation. Their families are mandated to come be a part of this. There's a whole parent group that they go and learn some information about fire safety, how to help them out. And then there's very, very seldom we have a few of the juveniles that rate very high on our scale. We are all been through the program through the National Fire Academy to rate them, figure out their risk assessment level, and it's national-based curriculum. And once in a while, we'll find a juvenile that truly needs some additional professional help, and we have staff that we're able to push them off on and get them some additional help. So we try to hold everybody accountable. Like I said, we investigate every fire, and including the juvenile-caused fires.
Well, and we hope that doesn't happen too often, but it seems like at least once during every child's life they get in, like you say, curious about, especially around July 4th and those things, which we always are, no fireworks are allowed at all, not even safe and sane, but children are naturally curious, and unfortunately their parents start playing with the fireworks. And
yeah, like I said, curiosity is the biggest one for the juveniles. They see their parents doing burn piles, and so they think it's okay to go out and light a fire, and It's not. And then fireworks is a major issue still in Shasta County. It's been illegal here for as long as I've been around to possess them or even shoot them off. But yet every year we still get several people that we confiscate fireworks from. We've had several fires started from fireworks in the last few years. So just trying to let people know that they are illegal in Shasta County. I know you can go right across Cottonwood Creek and buy them at Bowman Road, but you cannot bring them back into Shasta County. They are 100% illegal.
And just possessing them, let alone setting them off. So this portion of the show has been brought to us by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof, helping families, senior, veterans, and business owners since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For years, the Redding Rancheria has given back to our community. Friday, September 9th marks the 20th anniversary of the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. Since its inception, the fund has granted approximately $3.8 million in support of our community. This year, we will be celebrating 66 organizations that we have been able to help, with an evening surprise gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund, helping us to continue the cycle of giving. The 20th anniversary Redding Rancheria Community Fund Dinner is brought to you by this station and proud sponsors.
Attention veterans and active military personnel, this is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Summer has come and back. The innocent can never
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone number 605-4567. If you've got any questions that you'd like to talk to the Anderson Fire Chief about, or any other subject that has to do with stuff going on that we've been discussing this morning. One of the things that, again, we always like to remind the people that live in the South County is the fact that the Anderson Fire Protection District is a standalone special district and funded different than the fire department, like for the cities. We get property tax. We're one of the original, when the state was divided up with property tax allocations, they went to cities, counties, and special districts, basically, and schools now get a lot of that money as well, but in special districts, we have a designated portion of the sales tax that comes in, or the property tax that comes into the city. There is a lot of confusion in the South County, because as you remember, a couple of years back, five or six years back now, the city of Anderson passed a half-cent sales tax, which was supposed to be quote-unquote public safety. In people's minds, public safety includes police and fire. Not true, because it was the city of Anderson, and the fire department is not part of the city of Anderson. So that half-cent sales tax we don't get any of that, bottom line. And I know that people have asked me about that. Well, you guys got money from the half-cent sales tax. No. Actually, we didn't, and it was unfortunate that people didn't understand that it was going through. Now, having said that, we've made some side agreements on some new properties that as different properties come in, there will be a possibility that at some point as areas annexed to the city or new things are built, we can make side agreements, and the city's been very cooperative about trying to work into that process.
That is correct.
We really operate on a slim budget for the Anderson Fire Protection District. The only other form of funding is a $20 parcel fee that is on your property tax bill if you're in the Anderson Fire Protection District, and that's a yearly fee. So let that sink in. That's $20 per parcel that you pay for your fire department if you're in the Anderson Fire District. That was put in how many years ago?
I believe it was in the late 70s, early 80s for the $20 parcel fee.
I think even Cottonwood's parcel fee is...
I believe it's more than that, yeah.
Oh, it's like $80, $90.
Yeah, I think they changed theirs 2010, maybe, if not.
We revisited this a few years back, probably 10 years back, to try to up that, and were unsuccessful. But certainly... at some point in the near future, a couple of things have to be done with that fee. It's ludicrous to assume that you can have an active, full-manned fire department and you're paying $20 a year. That just doesn't even compute in your mind. The other thing is, that's if you have a single-family home or if you own an apartment complex or Walmart or any parcel, it's $20. We at the fire board are looking at and will be bringing forward in the near future a proposal to change that. You want to expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, we've been trying to go down this path for a couple of years. Every time we seem to start going down that path, something happens with the economy, and we've decided that it's best to hold off. But eventually we need to just move forward with it. We're looking at trying to split it up to maybe going up to $50 to $75 for a single family residence on a parcel, and then maybe something like 73 cents a square foot for commercial. But definitely need to change that funding source to make the fire department able to grow as the city grows. That $20 that we collect for the parcel fee, people need to know that we don't share that money with the city either. So every dollar that we bring in for property tax and that $20 parcel fee tax directly goes to our operating budget specifically for fire services within the fire district.
And people need to appreciate what they've actually got there, because we're fully, and we've bought all new equipment. I mean, our equipment is, they're getting a good service for what they're paying for fire. We are running four people on an engine. We quite often during extreme things have at least two engines available. We're fully manned. We have a good department. There, we do all the mandatory training. They have a full service department there. And in order for us to keep up within the growth in the city and everything that's going on, that we've got to have an increase in funding.
Yeah, and just because we have four people on the engine, people need to know that one of those firefighters that's full-time paid is through a grant, and that grant runs out next year. So it's been there for 3 years, and that helps supplement our funding to keep the engine staffing the way it is. And then one of the fourth person on the engine is either a seasonal firefighter that we hire during fire season for peak fire season time, and or a reserve firefighter that, you know, they usually don't stick around long because they usually get a full-time job and go other places. But that's where we need to increase our fees so we can ensure that we have that permanent staffing year-round.
Well, and we're doing, and we started another program that we're just kind of getting into with the, we talked about it yesterday with the kit.
Yeah, so we're looking at hopefully in the next 30 to 60 days of starting an Explorer program. People are most familiar with police Explorers. They have Explorer posts through like Reading Police Department and the Sheriff's Department. We're looking at trying to start something like that. We have a great ROP and CTE program here in Shasta County through Foothill High School and the ROP program, where they bring the kids in for the last 2 years of their high school careers and train them basically to hit the ground running as a basic firefighter. We're trying to build on that and give these kids something to do between the ages of 14 and 18 before they get into the workforce, and something for them to do when they're outside of school or just before they get into these programs to help them have a good foundation of the fire service and how station life is and training, and giving them some skills so that when they do go to the CTE program during school time, they're a little bit ahead of the game and they know what to expect, and then something for them to do when they're, you know, they only get to ride along one day a week through that program. So if they want to expand on that or have something to do through the summertime, they're not just sitting around doing nothing, and we can give them an avenue to use their energy positively and hopefully make an impact and make them a good candidate down the road to get into the fire academy and make a good career out of it.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I am constantly a believer that not everyone needs to get a college degree. There are all kinds of avenues for good programs and two-year courses, and Shasta College certainly affords a lot of those opportunities. And we are blessed to have a really good fire academy here. I you know a lot of people have graduated from that program and gone on to have really good careers. And the fire career is a good career. They're well-paying jobs. It's good working conditions. Good benefits. It's a challenging profession for sure, but great opportunities for young kids. And if they think they might be interested in it, this is certainly an opportunity.
And one of the other things we're looking at is also is how do we get somebody that's gone through those programs, but maybe not. Cannot afford to go to college or go to the fire academy. We're looking at some avenues of sponsoring people or some sort of sponsorship program to support them through the fire academy, and then they have to obviously stay with our department for a certain amount of time, just as I kind of got the program from when Chief Johnson was police chief of Anderson, who's now the sheriff. They had their student sponsorship program, so we're looking at some sort of avenue of that too to get some of these guys some opportunities to get into the fire academy as well.
Well, and we all strive, and we talk about it on this program all the time about ways to keep our young people here in the community and establish their life rather than moving away for good jobs. And this is just another opportunity to maybe, and, you know, stay here and stay local. You'd go to college a lot cheaper if you go to the community college. Or you always have, you know, we also have a 4-year university here, which people always forget about, Simpson College or University that, is here. So there's all kinds of opportunities locally to keep your kids home and have that education or trade school or what have you, all kinds of opportunities. Final words, Chief.
It's supposed to be hot, dry, and windy starting tomorrow, so everybody please be cognizant of the current fire weather and be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a few things coming up in the near future. September 11th, everybody remember the 68th annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue at the Lake Redding Park. That's always a fun time. You can either eat there or you can drive through. That's from, they have a live auction and the barbecue going on. It's always a good time. Also the Veterans Parade coming up on, Saturday, November 5th, that's ways away, but that's always a good time up there. And so, we invite everybody to do that. And reminder, and I'll remind you one more time, is this is the first Sunday of the month coming up. So there's a breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center, a community breakfast. I know it's a holiday weekend, but you got guests in town or what have you. We start at 8 o'clock serving. Good time to come out before it gets too warm. Bring your family and friends and come down and join us for a breakfast at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson. We got Doug Jenke coming up. He and I are going to out conservatorship each other here. Carl always says we try to see who's more conservative than the other one. Always enjoy my time with Doug. So looking forward to that in the next hour. And thanks, Chief. We enjoy the visit.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up, and we'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Just how out of control is the southern border? Well, a new report concludes that roughly the equivalent of the entire population of Ireland has illegally entered the U.S. in the 18 months since President Biden took office. That's according to an analysis by the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Democrats insist they're optimistic they can unseat Florida conservative Republican Senator Marco Rubio in the midterms.
Democrats are putting renewed focus on Rubio's seat in Florida after rising Democrat star Val Demings outraised the Republican and then used the money to buy TV ads bashing Rubio's stance on abortion and his Senate attendance record. Rubio is pushing back, casting Demings as a rubber stamp for Joe Biden and the Democrats. In a statement, his campaign says voters will go to the ballot box in November and hold Demings and the Democrats, quote, accountable for driving skyrocketing inflation, out-of-control crime, and a crisis at the border. Bud Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Jackson, Mississippi's drinking water crisis continues, although Governor Tate Reeves says repairs to the city's flood-damaged water treatment system are underway.
We've installed a new rental pump, contracted with outside operators to do critical maintenance, and started other emergency repairs.
Jackson residents being urged not to drink the water. California Governor Newsom says the state's power grid being stretched to the limit by a heat wave. He's declared a state of emergency. People urged to conserve electricity. 22-year-old Indiana man facing murder and other charges in the fatal shooting of a Dutch soldier, the wounding of two others in downtown Indianapolis last weekend. The soldiers training in a military camp were on a night off when police say they got into a dispute with the suspect and his friends. UN inspection team has arrived at a Russian-occupied nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Fighting has been raging around that plant. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver? Listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The UN accuses China of serious human rights violations in Xinjiang province, the UN issuing a long-awaited report following an investigation
which sought to determine the truth of alarming reports of human rights abuses against Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities. It upholds a litany of allegations made against China as it attempted to combat what it saw as terrorism and extremism in Xinjiang. Beijing, which fought tooth and nail to suppress the report, has called it a farce, cooked up by Western powers, but the UN largely came to its conclusions from material supplied by China. The findings will increase pressure on Beijing to change its policies in Xinjiang.
That's the BBC's Michael Bristow. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin will not attend the weekend funeral of former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev and has already paid tribute to him. News and analysis at townhall.com. Retailer Bed Bath & Beyond closing 150 stores while cutting its workforce 20%.
The company estimates the cuts will save $250 million in its current fiscal year. In addition, Bed Bath & Beyond says it has lined up more than $500 million in new financing. As of May, the home goods retailer operated a total of 955 stores, including 769 Bed Bath & Beyond stores, 135 Bye Bye Baby stores, and 51 stores under the names Harmon, Harmon Face Values, or Face Values. It had roughly 32,000 employees as of February. I'm Mike Gracia.
The FDA authorizing its first update to COVID-19 vaccines, booster doses that target today's most common Omicron strain. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow down 245 points, the NASDAQ off 250 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Your talk radio. You can give us a call at 605-4567. It is Thursday morning, and this is not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark. I usually do this show on Thursdays with Carl. He and Linda are on assignment out, actually probably having a nice Labor Day weekend, and that's good for them. Liam, what day is this national day?
Let's pick a good one. I'm looking at it. National Chicken Boy Day. I don't even know what that is.
Chicken Boy.
Burnt, National Burnt. Here's a better one. National Burnt Ends Day.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Labor Day weekend coming up, and it's going to be a hot one. It's 68 degrees in downtown Reading and rising quickly. It's going to be a high of 108 today. Low of 72. Friday, 106. A low of 70. Saturday, 105. A low of 72. On Sunday, 107, 77 in the evening, always mostly clear and hot. Labor Day, 110, and then on, just sticking right up there in those high temperatures all through next week. Some wind coming up this weekend, very high fire danger. They're really, looking for some really heat wave and cautioning everybody to really pay attention this weekend and don't be doing stupid things like mowing your lawn and starting weed burners and please be kind to the animals. I see people out walking their dogs in this heat and it breaks my heart because if you can't walk barefooted beside them, you probably ought not to have your dogs out in the heat of the day and in the backs of pickups. That metal's really hot back there, and so think of your animals and take care of them. Take them out early morning or evenings. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Good Anderson-based business. I really enjoy having them down there. So my co-host here for the rest of the hour is Doug Jenke, and I welcome you to the studio.
Well, it's glad to be back. I mean, I missed last month because my wife got the Rona, and the night before the show, I had a massive headache and burning eyes. Took a bunch of zinc and quercetin and vitamin D. Next morning, I woke up, but because she had it, I didn't want to bring it into you and Carl. I was being generous with not spreading the Rona.
I am past the point where I refer to that. I'm so over it.
I know. It's a flu.
When people tell me that, I go, you have a cold, you have the flu, you're sick, get over it. I mean, I'm just done with the whole concept.
Well, you know, in the spirit of fear porn, I looked at my wife and we did the test. We didn't report it, so I'm sorry if the county's listening. Go ahead and add one to your tally. But I looked at her and I told her I was going to miss her. And she, you know, she gets a smile and I go, you know, your chance of survival is 99.8%. I don't know if I'd like those odds, so...
Yeah, you know, I just, that whole conversation, and I, I keep watching as they're kind of in a frustration about what to do with it now. They've pretty much come out and told us that everything they told us thus far for the last, what, 2.5, 3 years
was
been a lie. No relevance whatsoever. But yet they can't quite get past the thing that there's got to be something there that they can blame Donald Trump for. So they don't want to lose track of it completely and can completely discount it.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, I talked about this on the radio show with Nick, Poke the Hornet's Nest, and I've talked on it, I think I even said it here, is it's been a hoax and a fraud since the day one. It was all about control. And then the UN and the WHO last year, along with the World Economic Forum, ran the next pandemic. And the next pandemic was based on this really exotic disease called monkeypox. Guess what they're trying to push down our throats now is monkeypox. So they had a fictional next pandemic then for which they were going to have to do a lockdown for, actually, for the record, a skin transferred disease, not airborne transferred disease. And guess what's in the news now? There's monkeypox cases.
Well, and they don't want to focus. My whole deal with that thing immediately is you can't walk around and be politically correct about who gets it and who spreads it and where it comes from.
Well, you and I
did the same thing with AIDS.
Yep.
And it turned into a worldwide thing because they didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Well,
I have no issue with hurting their feelings. This is how they're getting it. This is where it's coming from. Just say it.
Well, the thing is, you and I, we had this discussion 2 months ago. You and I actually were talking about it. And Carl was telling, no, you can't say that. Is the newspapers were coming out saying it was based on a group, one specific group, who had activities in Africa and Belgium.
And we
were going to bring it up. And Carl's like, you can't do that. I'm like, it's in the news. It's not like we're propagandizing it. It was being reported.
Is that how it's in? Close contact. And so if you happen to be sharing a bed or sleeping conditions or towels or living in the same household of someone who is engaged in that kind of a lifestyle, yes, you can get it without being a gay partner. But, yeah.
No, and you know what's funny is yesterday I was listening to Carl on the way down from Shingletucky where the people bark and the dogs talk. And Carl's like, you know, tomorrow we're going to have Doug Jahnke, conservative voice for the North State. And him and Trish, they argue with each other. I think if I look at it, Trish, you and I actually beat up on Carl more likely.
I don't think. He said actually we try to out conservator.
Yeah.
To see who's more conservative.
Yeah.
And that's probably true. And do you live out in Shingletown, actually?
I do. I live on the Wild Horse Sanctuary.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 4,000 acres. And every morning I wake up, and about 10 feet outside my window is about 170 horses in 30 burros. And I've developed my own little fan club out there. So I get up in the morning to do my walk and workout, and there's about 15 burros, and they get their snacks and their treats. And if I walk by and I don't give them something, the look of disgust in their eyes is pretty intense.
You know, it's been years since I've been up there. I'm trying to remember. Gosh, when I used to go up there when I was the supervisor for that area.
Yeah.
And they used to have functions up there and what have you.
Open house.
And I used to go up there. I hadn't been up there in just a long, long time.
Yeah, we moved actually onto the sanctuary 3 years ago. My wife's been the head volunteer, and she's now morphed into the operations manager. So we actually live on the property, and on the weekends our job is to feed the horses and do all that stuff. And then during the week I get a lot of duties for maintenance, fixing things, repairing things, whatever. So, you know, it's been a really cool thing, especially in the last 2 years with the whole shamdemic. Everybody was masked up. We had 4,000 acres, backhoes, bulldozers, guns.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So today, you and I were talking before the show, and for folks listening, you know, whenever I come on, Carl and Trish and I never have a huddle. What are we going to talk about? And there are so many things going on right now, Trish, that just – it defies logic. It defies absolute sanity when you see what's going on around the world, what Sleepy and the gang are doing right now. I mean, you know, it's, you know, 200,000 military-aged men are coming across our border because it's mostly men, young men.
Yeah.
And they're being shipped around the country as our government is buying weapons and bullets for what, normally speaking, there are departments that don't actually have armed units in them. Why? Why are we doing that?
Do you know, this started clear back with the Obama administration,
yes.
and And I kept calling attention to it. There was a, in the legislation, actually in Obamacare,
yep.
there was a thing in there for his own private army.
Yep.
I don't know how else to describe it. That's exactly what it provided for. And everybody kept saying, oh, Trish, you're off, you know, blah, 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 blah.
You're a conspiracy theorist.
But he was buying tons of guns.
Yep.
And ammunition
he created an ammo shortage and was the best salesman for the gun industry.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And now we come up with all these IRS agents that are, in their job description says yeah. you must be able to go out and attack Americans.
And use deadly force.
Use deadly force. Yeah.
For collecting money for the record.
For anybody over $400,000.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Which today is about $12 with inflation.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And anybody that's stupid enough to believe that we're all not going to get those little knocks on the doors that says, hey, you underpaid or you did this or we're going to audit you or, you just forget it. You're not paying attention because they're not going to spend the time with people that have attorneys and the money to hire attorneys to fight them. They're going to go after the low-hanging fruit.
The saying that I've said, I wish I could claim credit for it because it's a brilliant saying, is you get the government you deserve. And half of us, so half of the people possibly listening, have voted for Gavin Newsom, for Governor Brown, for Pelosi, for Biden, for Schumer, for you name it, Barbara Boxer. I could go on and on. This is the government we're getting. And the people, the other half, didn't stand up. They didn't raise their hands heavy enough because you and I had this conversation about, you know, it's easy to say this is a liberal brainwashing propaganda, and I'm just being blunt. If people don't like it, that's too bad. It's just a statement of fact. The reality is, you were right. It was because conservatives didn't stand up.
That's right.
You know, we didn't want to offend anybody. You know,
we weren't paying attention. We were busy raising our families, living our life, putting food on the table, doing our vacations, living our life. Keep government at bay. Part of the and so you're right. We want to get along to go along and don't stir a ruckus up until it hits you in the face. The other part of the population, though, that I really blame it on is those people who refuse to get involved. Oh, I don't do politics.
Yeah.
I don't get involved in that stuff. I don't have time to pay any attention to that. And you find that, unfortunately, in your younger people a lot of times. Not this group now that's the millennials and they're, you know, high school and know everything and they're just getting to college and they've got it all figured out. With their, you know, safe places to be and you hurt my feelings and all of that. But the group that's got the young kids and are starting families and what have you and they get so involved in what's going on that they're not paying attention and they're the ones that need to.
Well, I mean, you know, it's been a concerted effort from the public school system for 35, 40 years. I mean, I think maybe the 1980s is when I graduated. May have been one of the last, I use this term relative, clean school. You learned the three R's, writing, reading, arithmetic. Since then, the studies are overwhelming. We pay more for education than any country on the planet Earth. And we have, I think we're testing it somewhere around 65 or 70 in the world now for, competency. So our money is getting us a worse result and a worse result and a worse result. And yet the unions get stronger, bigger, harder. And, they have developed this mentality that is ingrained in this younger generation. Now, Liam and I were just having a great conversation. I'm waving to Liam here. And, you know, Liam, and I'll say this straight out, is an exception to the rule. He seems to have a little bit of knowledge of what's going on in the world. But you talk to most of them, they couldn't tell you anything other than cat videos on TikTok.
You got that. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Dak Prescott here. Why do I choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because better sleep elevates my game. Only my Sleep Number 360 smart bed helps me fall asleep faster, keeps me cool, and effortlessly adjusts for my best sleep. The result? 28 minutes more restful sleep a night. That's more focus, more edge, and more highlights. And that means more wins for all of us.
Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
B&T Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 811 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Resort and Casino to see the award-winning Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band remains one of the most accomplished bands in American roots music. You and me go fishing in the dark. This high-energy show will fill the event center Friday, October 7th. Tickets start at $30. Must be 21 to attend. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call. We'd love to have throw something into the conversation that you'd like to talk about. Give us a call at 605-4567. Doug Jenke and I are just kind of kicking around anything we can think of that, is going on. You know, we talked earlier, there's no common sense left in anything that's going on. And I used to think, you know, nothing surprises me. But you can't make this stuff up.
No.
I mean, it's on a regular, every day something just is, I just can't believe that.
If you 10 years ago started throwing out what's going on, you know, there's going to be a day when 200,000, you know, illegals are going to cross the border unchecked and full of disease and bringing fentanyl, killing 100,000 Americans. It's going to happen. People that 10 years ago said, never going to happen. You know, gasoline is going to be $9 a gallon. Never going to happen.
Yeah.
One day you're going to go into the United States of America and you're going to look at the store shelves and they're going to be empty. Never going to happen.
Yeah.
And yet, all of it's happening. And, oh, the big one is, Trish, your government is going to lock you down, take away all of your constitutional, religious, civil liberty rights, and you're going to do it willingly.
You're
going to
go along with it.
That's never going to happen in America.
Yeah.
Boy, everything I just said has happened in the last 2 years.
You know, one of the things that I judge, I think the audience pretty much knows about my past, and my husband has been gone now for 16 years. And my gauge a lot of times is something will be going on, and I think about how he would have reacted. He would never, ever be able to get his hands around what we are in this world 15, 16 years later.
Yep.
He could not comprehend it because it's so absolutely, totally different than anything we'd envisioned.
Well, I mean, it comes down to, like you said, common sense is dead. I mean, even in the rhinos, you know, it was funny as I was having a discussion about Brian Dawley, and I really would like to have Brian Dawley as governor, but I've talked to a couple people who are, you know, probably more conservative than me, and they're not 100% convinced Brian's one of us. He's doing it more for maybe some alternative motives, but
Be better than Newsom.
Well, no, anything's better than Newsom, crying out loud. I mean, you know, Kermit the Frog would be better than Mussolini, but my point being is, you know, Brian's claim to fame is he reaches across the aisle.
We gotta stop doing that.
The thing is, they never reach across the aisle. It's always one-sided.
And if
we do, then it's bipartisan. You just, a bad deal is a bad deal. Don't reach across the aisle. I gave it less of a bad deal.
Well, just in a nutshell, and we've got a couple of phone calls we've got to take here in a minute, but just in a nutshell, you know, when we had the presidency, the Senate, and the House, we still couldn't get anything done.
Nope.
Because we couldn't get the rhinos to not stop playing nice and doing things and couldn't get them to support our president.
Correct.
All of the things that if President Trump had been able to get legislation to put in statute,
yep,
all of the good things he did in four years.
We wouldn't be here.
We absolutely would not, but we could not get, I couldn't even get rid of Obamacare, for God's sake.
I know.
I mean, are you kidding me?
And then we promised all
through the election that's the first thing we were going to do, and we couldn't get it done.
And well, we had all four of the executive branches, but it was only three. Now you have the House, you have the Senate, we had the majority on the Supreme Court, and we had the presidency, and we couldn't get that stuff through.
And everything he did was by executive order, and the guy that's in the White House now, who I still refuse to refer to as the President of the United States, he has been able to undo everything with executive orders.
Yep.
We're going to go to the phones and talk with Rich. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, I have an update. We're at the end in California of a two-year legislative session, and boy, are the hits coming.
I know.
So, Assembly Bill 2582, I call it the Shasta County Recall Retaliation Act. This bill was introduced 17 days after the successful recall of Leonard Modi. The two-part ballot of a recall should be part one, you vote yes or no. Part two, vote for a replacement. Well, guess what? They literally disenfranchised the voters and removed part two from the recall ballot now. So the any replacements will be picked by appointment. What do you think of that? And then I have another law.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that had actually got to the governor's desk.
Yes, ma'am, last week.
Wow. Incredible.
We get the government we deserve. Just let that sink in, everybody. We get the government we deserve, and we deserve this.
But, you know, we quite often have people say that they don't pay attention to the little counties. That's the second time they've done that. You will remember that a while back, the Anderson High School District was allowing guns on campus, and their board actually came out and said, you know, yeah, if you go through a certain steps and what have you, and immediately they passed a law down in Sacramento that school districts could not make that decision. So, yeah, they're paying attention to what we're doing.
Oh, absolutely. That gun law, Assembly 424, I was intimately involved. I was on the front page of the paper that very month pushing for that very law in my school district. And 3 weeks after that paper article is when that bill was introduced. Yeah, they're paying attention to Shasta County. And that was in 2017. Hey, last law real quick. Senate Bill 9... Let me look at it. You're 960 passed last week. Used to be policemen, persons, officers in California needed to be a citizen or have applied for citizenship. Well, guess what? They no longer will have to be citizens or apply for citizenship. They will only need to be legally authorized to work in the U.S., meaning maybe a work visa or something. And who controls the work visas? Oh, that would be the federal government. So these officers will only be beholden to the work visa. They will not be. They will have no allegiance to the country, their department, their citizens, nothing.
But yeah, they will have allegiance. They will have allegiance to the cartels. So this is probably going to work out quite well.
Yeah,
nothing to see here. Move along, folks. Anyway, what do you got to say about that? I'm going to go ahead and hang up. But have a good
All day. Right, thanks so much,
sir.
Rich. Wow. You know, I just still go back and say, if you're not a citizen, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have any rights.
No. My wife was telling me that down in Saudi Arabia, if you're involved in an accident, no matter who's at fault, so your driving car T-bones you, you are always at fault because if you weren't in their country, it would have never happened.
Well, there you go. Makes perfect sense to me.
And every other country on the planet Earth has a defined border. Try to get into Canada without going through immigration. Try to go to Australia without a visa. Let me tell you, folks, I've been around the world. You don't go into other countries willy-nilly. I mean, they know where you're at. They follow up with you. They check on what you're doing if you're going to be there for more than a 2 or 3 week stay. And
you don't break their laws.
No.
Because you end up in prison and you don't get out.
Well, and remember, Trish, because I'll marry this name next buyer, is this. People are saying they're not into politics. Politics are into you.
If you're not paying attention, you're part of the problem. We're going to go back to the phones. Mary, good morning.
Good morning. Glad to see two conservatives on the radio. Thursday is the only day I almost listen to anymore.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
And
Carl's not here, so it's even a funner show.
Doug is almost one of my favorites now, period. And when did Carl stop supporting the First Amendment? Because I thought I just heard Doug Jenke say that he wasn't allowed to talk about XYZ.
Well, you know what it was, is Mary and I, or Trish and I, were having a conversation about monkeypox, and I said that that was the next coming shamdemic that the government was going to throw down our throats, and the published reports around the world said it was in gay men engaged in two parties. One was in Africa and one was in Belgium. It was a defined public thing. And Carl didn't want us to single out the gay community. And look, I went to San Francisco State for 4 years. I was surrounded by people who were gay and lesbian. I didn't care. I loved them all. But he didn't want us to offend an element of his listenership or people to say, you know, Carl and them are, you know, anti-gay. Trish and I were just simply saying,
facts are facts.
The facts are facts.
There's nothing anti about the whole thing. You know, this was a major thing with me back when we were dealing with AIDS, because if you will remember that up until that time, if you had any of these diseases, syphilis, gonorrhea, any of these things, and you went to the doctor, they immediately wanted to know who your sexual partners were. You had to let them know. Those people needed to be identified. That's just how we controlled it. But when AIDS came along, no, it's all private. You can't tell anybody. Nobody knows. Now, those other diseases don't kill you. AIDS did for a long time.
Yeah.
And yet that's how it got such a handle, because we were trying to be so politically correct and not offend this group. They'd go undercover. They wouldn't blah, 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 blah. And look where we ended up.
It's the same premise on just the vaccinations.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're not allowed to say anything. The California legislature just passed a bill that requires doctors now they're not allowed to do any misinformation about the vaccinations or COVID.
Well, then if they tell the truth, that would be the best thing ever.
Well, there you go. If they tell the truth about it, that's not misinformation.
No, they don't. They're shutting them down.
Mm-hmm.
We've
seen this coming. They're going to yank their licenses. I told a doctor, a very prominent doctor in this town one time, that they're going to yank your... He was all about the vaccination, shoving it down my throat.
Yep.
And I told him, look, they're going to take your license if you say anything negative about the vaccination. No, 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 no. And what's happening? What's happening? That's what they're doing.
Well, you know, Mary,
that's not proof.
But they're trying to go both ways on this, because they're trying to disallow this vaccine. If you look at all the things they've come out with, and there's a lot of lawsuits starting. There's that military thing going on where they're looking into all of these diseases and things that the people in the military that have gotten those shots, and the only commonality that they find with those diseases that they're getting are
vaccinated.
That's the only thing. The people who are getting this time and time and time and time again and getting really sick with it are the people that have been vaxxed and double vaxxed and boosted and blah, 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 blah. And now they're coming out and saying, hey, you know, that may actually ruin your immune system.
Well, I'm going to do a PSA, because that's what I do, is folks, book a ticket to go to Costa Rica. The president of Costa Rica recently said they're going to sue Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson for the vaccines and the damage being done. They've opened up their entire country. There's no mask. There's no vaccine mandates. There's no vaccine passports. So if you need a vacation,
go to Costa Rica. Don't go to Canada. You still got to take a test to get in there.
Well, and you know, the evidence is overwhelming. It's overwhelming. The doctors are coming out. The studies are coming out. They're trickling out. You got to kind of look and not read, you know, not watch Communist News Network or nothing but crap. But the evidence is coming out. The damage that's being done by this vaccine to young, healthy people.
That's
heart attacks. There was a guy that was he just won an English BMX competition, major thing. He was on the thing, giving his thing. He's healthy. He's fit. Next day, dead as a doornail from a heart attack.
Yep. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with the continuation
of
this saga. Thanks, Mary, for calling.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jones Fort by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor. Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jones Fort by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51. Jefferson,
hey y'all, are you a chicken fried steak fan? You're going to want to stop over at Black Bear Diner where they've just introduced four new ways to love your favorite. Try the kitchen sink omelet, three eggs loaded with veggies, chicken fried steak, cheese, and country gravy. Or a new take on a crispy sandwich, crispy or spicy, piled high with goodies, and crispy chicken fried steak. If pasta's your game, they've got you covered with smooth fettuccine alfredo topped with chicken fried steak. Now serving for a limited time, Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Jump into the chat room at KCNR 1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. We just kind of have an open line talking about whatever comes to our mind today. One of the things we started to talk about a little earlier was that was the people, they want to say we're half and half, we're split as a country. I don't believe that's true. I still believe that the main part of this country, you wipe out the two coasts, the East Coast and the West Coast, you go across the broader part of this country, and I'm just going to tell you that that is a very conservative thing.
Well, statistics have been for many years since they've been tracing it. America is an 80% what's called center-right. That doesn't mean they're hard-right, doesn't mean they're right-wing terrorists. It just means they're conservative, small government, low taxes, leave my life and shut up.
Yeah.
But if you watch the media and TikTok and Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, you would think we are all raging left-hand liberals. And no, America has always been a conservative self-determination country.
What we need to do is, as we've started doing right here in Shasta County, is get more people involved, get them out. You don't have to agree on everything,
but
you need to know that I've always maintained in the 30 years that I've been involved in government that you make a bigger difference at the local level. You need to know who's on your school board. You need to know who's on your running your fire departments, who the city council is, who's the water district, where you got a problem. Where do you get your water? Where do these services come from? And who's filling those positions? All the county departments. People would say, well, you know, nobody's going to elect, when I got elected, nobody's going to put three women on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And my response to them was, well, number one, I'm going to guarantee you that 90% of the people in Shasta County don't know who's on the board.
Yeah.
So they're not going to know that's a fact. And if you ask them, which district are you in, you get so many, you know, I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
And who is your supervisor? They don't know.
They don't know.
So we're going to back to the phone. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Trish and Doug and Liam. I hope all of you can sign up and be on the permanent roster to be sub-hosts or whatever your role is, because this is absolutely so refreshing to not have small talk or, you know, the next kind of a, sorry to say, like an infomercial that just drags on and on with the people that are all about keeping this pandemic. When you've got the hospital people and all the rest, and those are your sponsors, I get you have to pay. But, however, at some point, sprinkle in some other sides, other avenues. I was in the Capitol yesterday all day. And if anyone wants to see Gavin Newsom, good luck. You have to take an elevator to the ninth floor. Oh, and you want to press 9? Guess what happens? A security code, clearance pass, has to come up. So there's no access to your governor. Zero. And the whole front of the swing building, this is the alternative temporary building, for approximately the next 5 years. Why, Lori? Why is it 5 years? Oh, because they're remodeling and doing some construction work at the original Capitol building. So I was there with a friend of mine, Robert, and we were handing out geoengineering booklets to everyone on all floors, but I thought that was very unusual, and no one told us at the beginning of that. Thank you for talking about the COVID pandemic. Yes, it's all coming forward. Yes, it's all coming out. It's coming out in waves. It's a tsunami of truth. And I would like to know, and especially with all these clots and all these other things that are coming forward with some of the doctors, again, they're terrifying them. Our local Board of Supervisor meeting this week, I went, it was the last evening meeting, R4 was to discuss, or it was listed, sorry, that it's a closed session meeting about the health officer. Well, who's the health officer that they're interviewing? Are they still looking for more people? We're kept in the dark on this massively huge issue. And I said during my three-minute comment, I do not want to see another Ramstrom 2.0 where we're, all she does, why do we even need a health officer if all they do is rubber stamp and parent read script from the California Public Health or HHS?
I understand, Lori, when they came out of the closed session that the person that they were looking at did not accept their offer, and so they're back out on the hunt.
Oh, it could have been somebody from word had is it could have been somebody from Colorado, whatever.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, in closing, and thanks for taking my call, is Shasta County is on the map big time. The election fraud, stolen stuff with the whole 2,000 mules and selection code film. We've got Seth Keschel. We have Javon, what's his name? Blinking on his name. Sorry, I don't blink anymore. And so just please keep this conversation open, all of it. There's no point in saying that could ruffle someone's feathers. Are you kidding? We're in the middle of an unraveling collapse of every level.
Yep.
Thank you both. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Well, you know, Lori, I'm a realtor here locally. I've been here for 25 years, owned my own business, and I've closed over 1,000 escrows myself, not taking credit for a team. So I've met a lot of the local people, and I've been involved a lot. In my business, we hear constantly we're supposed to use TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and we should be posting and da-da-da. I have done a personal choice that may financially not benefit me, but I refuse to be involved with any of those platforms. Now, I have a Facebook page from way back when I was out there, Trump, and I got beat to hell. But I refuse to use the system that is bringing my country down. I look at it this way. Using any one of those systems, so anybody listening who's using them, think of it this way. It would be like signing on to 1939 Nazi propaganda. It's okay to do it because it's benefiting you now, but at the same time, it's chipping away at the foundation of your country. And so when you say keep the conversation open, I am probably going to pay, as the time goes by, a personal financial price, because I'm not going to go down and just do what everybody else does. I'm not going to use Facebooks and support those platforms as I watch them silence us, as I watch them censor us, as I watch them continue the fear porn on the shamdemic. So, you know, realize for whoever's listening and maybe right-wing, conservative, small government person, you're not alone. That's
yeah.
the thing. You're not alone, and there are people out there, and we're just so used to just living our life with our head down. As my old coach used to say, he just wanted to see assholes and elbows because you're working so hard.
Yes.
We're out there. Don't ever feel alone.
Well, and I think that's important. And I know as I go through the community and have, because I've been very involved and what I love about living in Shasta County was the best decision we ever made to move here many, many years ago. Because it is a community that's very responsive. They do listen. And we are very conservative here. I want to bring up because, well, we need to take a break. And then after we come back, I can't believe this hour is just spinning by. We're going to take a break and we'll be back after these messages.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Attention veterans and active military personnel. This is Chris Kellstrom, your District 5 candidate, and I'm having a fundraiser Thursday, September 8th at the fairgrounds. We owe you all a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. I want to invite you all for a free tri-tip dinner from Rockin' Peas Barbecue. Bring your VA card or military ID to Jonesport by September 2nd. Freedom isn't free, and because of you, we still have freedom. Come for the dinner, stay for the auction and gun raffles. Remember, pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there, and I thank you for your service.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Attention Shasta County hunters, hunting season is here. This is Chris Kellstrom, District 5 candidate and a hunter myself. I'm holding a fundraising dinner Thursday, September 8th at the Anderson Fairgrounds. I'd like to invite all licensed hunters to attend free. Enjoy tri-tip barbecue from Rockin' Peas Barbecue and get a chance to win a gun. Bring your license to Jonesport by September 2nd and pre-register for a free tri-tip dinner. Stay for the auction and the raffle where multiple guns will be given away. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6:30. Remember to pre-register by September 2nd. Hope to see you all there.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington.
If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Única Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos. Providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience, it's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Única Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And thank you, Liam, for bringing us back with that. I just like that song as much as Carl did. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday, and so it's Trish Clark, and I'm going to be here with you again tomorrow. And Congressman Doug LaMalfa is supposed to call in at 8 o'clock, so have your questions ready for anything you'd like to check with the congressman about that's going on back in Washington, D.C., if you can stand to hear it. Doug Jakey's here with me this morning. We've been talking about a lot of things. And right now I'm just going to hit on a little, we talked a little bit about the elections, and we've got elections coming up, and we've been able to stir up some interest. Part of the problem that we have in getting what we need in this country and the kind of government we get is we've got a bunch of conservatives that are lazy. They don't want to get out and vote. They don't register. They don't get involved because they're too busy living their life. And I'm blaming that on the conservatives because as Doug and I were just talking at the break, we got 66% of us registered as conservatives. Why do we lose elections?
Yeah. How do we do that? How do we lose the city council and the board of supervisors to the, we'll call it the more liberal side? They claim, I mean, I even saw two of them at the Republican dinner months back, and I'm like, you are the least conservative people I've ever seen, but they're there being supported by the Republican Party, but yet they vote consistently left. How did we lose with a 2-to-1 margin of voting power? How did we get a 3-2 majority on the supervisors that vote left? How did we do that on the city council that votes left? We outnumber them 2-to-1. It's because we didn't do our
homework.
We showed up without two. We showed up 1-to-1, and then they swung some independents. That's how it happened.
Well, and we just don't register. I always say if you've got 1,000 people, in a district, you've got maybe 60% of them that are eligible to be a registered voter. Of those 60%, you've got maybe 40% of them that are actually registered. And then when you get the turnout, you get less than a 50% turnout. That's not a lot of people out of that 1,000 that are actually out there voting and making a difference. We've got school board elections, water board elections, superintendent of school, all kinds of, not superintendent of school, that's over, but trustees, we've got water districts, we've got fire department districts, there's seats up, we've got board of supervisors race, we've got the city council race in the city of Anderson, city of Redding, city of Shasta Lake. There's a lot of candidates out there. You need to be doing your homework now because that's coming up. Find out who you're going to support, who's going to be on your ballot. You go to the Sesta County Elections page. It'll tell you all the people that are running. Congrats to all of them that have gotten out and signed up for these school boards.
Having been in an election at the Measure B down at that shopping center, and Trish knows this, elections are hell. They beat you up. They're horrible. Let's just be blunt. I mean, I had Chris Kellstrom on our Poke the Hornet's Nest 2 weeks ago, and that man is everywhere. He's a Spider-Man. He's got more arms into more things going on, and running for office is a tough gig. But
you know,
thank you to everyone, regardless of your political affiliation. I mean, I may not agree with you, but you jumped your neck out there, and that's a big step.
Well, the thing that we've got in the 5th District that I'm really pleased about is we have two excellent candidates there.
Yeah.
I'm, of course, as everybody knows, supporting Barron Browning. He's a proven deal. Worked so closely with Barron over the last 8 years. He's a doer. He's a go out there. He doesn't sit around and wait for somebody to bring things to his attention. So we're going to be well served in the 5th District regardless.
Yeah, both of them are going to go.
Who gets in there?
Both of them are going to turn right. That's absolutely right.
And they're both, you know, we're good. We're going to be good.
Hey, I'm going to throw in a quick shameless plug. Is this Sunday, Nick Gardner and myself have Poke the Hornet's Nest from 8 to 9. I promised Nick not to bring up some of the stuff that we're going to talk about on our show. So if you want to hear some really cool stuff, well, let me qualify this. Stuff that our mainstream media is not bringing to your attention that is going to impact your world. Let me qualify this with it is going to impact our world. You need to listen Sunday morning because there is a lot of stuff that, I mean, I lived in Holland, so I read the Dutch newspaper. I lived in Australia, so I watch what's going on. I mean, there are things that our media are not telling us, and we're going to talk about it on Sunday morning. So 8 to 9 Sunday, Poke the Hornet's Nest. Please listen. Back to you, Trish.
Well, you bring up one thing that Carl and I got into this actually in a couple of shows ago about the Ukraine, and he was saying that we needed to continue to support Ukraine and we needed to do this and that, and we don't know what's going on in the Ukraine, and if we think we do by what they're telling us, we haven't got a clue what's going on in that country.
I'm a little suspect, continually
to send them money
to the second most corrupt country on the planet, for the record.
For the record, and the one that this administration that's in there has more to protect and hide from coming out than anything in the world, and we're just sending them money, not sending them what they want to actually do anything. I think, in my mind, my opinion, we're just trying to keep them from going under so everything isn't exposed.
Well, I think Quid Pro Joe is trying to keep Zelensky and the boys from dropping the dime on him and Hunter. And the whole corrupt... Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I thought it was interesting, is this week, so people will be glad to know that we're sending, I think the last number that was a note, it was somewhere around $40 billion in total aid and military and cash and everything. $40 billion. For the record, that's 40,000 million. But hey, good news, the Ukrainian Professional Soccer League is back playing.
Oh, gosh, I'm so thrilled.
How damaged can the country be if they can start playing the Professional Soccer League again? I mean, it's a big country, but I mean, that's... kind of, they're at war, but let's have professional soccer again.
And isn't it amazing how that whole thing has kind of slipped down from the news media thing, and the only important things going on is, and we didn't even get to this, one of my just, I can't believe they can say with a straight face that anything they think they've got on Trump, and they let Hillary Clinton walk with her whole, I mean, illegal station, she couldn't, it was illegal for her to have that whole system, and then smashed her phone and hid the emails and they proved it was all, and now because he might have a few documents that he already said he unclassified, and they think they can send him to jail for that.
Well, you know, the funny thing is,
and they'll try.
Well, and the funny thing is, Trish, there's only one person that walks the earth for 4 years for which nothing is classified. There is only one.
That's the president.
The president. And then the president gets to determine what is classified.
And he said it's all unclassified when he walked out with it.
Well,
and they just didn't pay attention.
Well, and now it's coming out. You know, fake book. I'm going to be politically correct because I can tell you I have tried to get kicked off Facebook. I've used Mr. Zuckerberg's with a different first letter. But now it's coming out that he was instructed by the FBI not.
Is that amazing?
Isn't that amazing? And it's in the news almost nowhere. Here's something that changed our election for the worse. Our country is suffering, and the mainstream media is like, hey, did you see the latest cat video on TikTok?
Yeah, well, there you go. And see, I'm a little different because I hear all this stuff because I never, ever, ever watch network news.
I don't either.
I mean, not even one minute.
Yeah.
My TV is either mostly on the Apple side,
yeah,
Apple TV side, and I don't watch any of them, not even Fox because they're as bad as the other ones. I still do Facebook, but I do it for a totally different reason.
Yeah.
You know, I spent 12 years traveling across the United States.
Yeah.
In my motorhome.
And I have friends
everywhere. And most of what I do on there is not about politics or anything. It's about keeping in touch with people. And it's a great avenue to keep track of what they're doing.
It's quite convenient.
And even as though, because I do that, I still am on another 90 day back at the back of the pack because I just won't behave.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the thing is, when I say that me professionally am not going to use those
because I'm not going to support. I'm not going to support organizations that outright hate me and people who think like me. I'm not going to do it. But I do get it. I mean, for a long time, I was on Facebook. I liked saying hi, like, great picture, happy birthday. It was quite convenient, but it's quite conveniently ending our country. And that's where I draw the line. I just can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I understand. You got friends everywhere. You're a nice lady, and you want to just let them know what you're doing.
Well, and it's great to hear that they've got this or going or that, and this, you know, so I do. I do follow it, love the little kids and all the people that I know. But there would be a great idea if there was someplace else to do that.
Well, there is, but it's gaining traction. I mean, there's the Truth Social, there's Rumble, there's other things, but it's, again, being very conservative.
Well, and they're even going after Truth Social. I don't know what's going on with that. Can you believe they turned down his franchise request on that?
Oh, I can't believe anything.
I can't believe anything anymore. Yeah. Nothing. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, Liam just woke up. Sorry to get you out of your nap. Sorry about that, buddy. But he gave us the one finger, and it was the pointer finger.
We're about
a minute out. And,
yeah.
Trish, it's been a great show.
It has. It's been fun. I enjoy it. Now, I want to warn everybody that coming up next month, Carl and Linda are going to be doing some traveling. I'm going to be doing some shows. And so I like this kind of conversation. I like dealing with Doug because he's actually listening to hear what I'm saying. Most people, when you're talking to them, are listening to respond.
Yep.
They don't hear.
Well, if you want me to come back in and do more of these shows, I'm here to help you out. It's not about you.
Well, hey, we'll do it. And thanks, everybody, for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow morning. And this is Free Fire Radio, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.